to so wait to me and Dama Kosuko.
0530
Tica, usa vim perera quarera.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Families come together to mark our Christmas celebrations. Lusaka resident are calls for crackdown on underage drinking during this festive season. In African news, Libya's army chief are killed in air crash in Turkey. Present the news. My name is Blessed Chua. Homes and public places are filled with joy and celebration as Christmas Day is being observed, with families coming together to share meals, exchange gifts, and reflect on the true meaning of the season. Residents of Lusaka's Misisi compound say Christmas is a time for spiritual reflection and worship. Some residents have told Common Ready News that for them, Christmas is all about attending church service and reflecting on the significance of the birth of Jesus Christ. They say Christ is the reason for the season and that all celebrations that should reflect the Christian values and the way of life taught by Christ. Meanwhile, other residents view Christmas as an opportunity to engage in business activities. Traders in the area say business usually improves during the festive season, as people have money and are willing to spend on food, clothes, and other household items. Christopher Mlenga, a trader, knows that Christmas provides a chance for him to earn a living and support his family. However, not everyone celebrates Christmas. A Common Ready News crew spoke to a senior citizen who says she does not celebrate Christmas as it brings her back painful memories of losing a beloved one during the festive period. A Lusaka resident has called on bar owners to stop allowing underage drinkers into their premises, more especially during this festive season. Stephen Chibesa of Jack Compound has also urged the Lusaka City Council LCC to intensify patrols and take decisive action against the bars that flout the law by admitting minors. Mr. Chibesa has told Common Ready News that this period is often marked by increased alcohol abuse among young people, making a stricter monitoring and enforcement critical. He has further advised the parents and guardians against sending their children to buy for them alcohol, saying this is a bad culture. Traders at Lubuto Market in Dola have called on the relevant authorities to expedite the process of finishing the market being built using the DMNU component under the Constituency Development Fund CDF at a total cost of 1.8 million kwacha, which is expected to house 250 traders. The traders have told Common Ready News that the rainy season has made it difficult to operate. They have, however, appreciated government for coming to their aid.
Buildings. So the only thing that we could hope from you people is that you finish this as quickly as possible, so that by the end of February or so, Baba relocated. What is important is to finish up the program so that our want to go.
Meanwhile, Ndola District Commissioner Precious Njekwa, who was on site, assured the traders that the construction will be done by February 2026. She also cautioned against the traders are going back to trade outside the market once the trading facility is completed. The Kito City Council has disbursed 20.9 million kwacha in Constituency Development Fund CDF empowerment loans to support local entrepreneurs and stimulate economic growth. The ceremony in Kitwe District saw 198 small and medium enterprises, SMEs, across our five constituencies receive a total of over 17.39 million kwacha, with an additional 3.5 million kwacha going to 25 beneficiaries from recovered loan repayments. Speaking at the event, a Copper Belt Province Permanent Secretary, Lawrence Mwanza, said the CDF is transforming livelihoods by providing access to capital and creating employment opportunities.
That is real transformation. That is money in people's pockets. That is jobs being created and families being lifted out of poverty. Regardless of political affiliation, no one is being left behind. I am also pleased to announce that this loan handover follows the successful implementation of comprehensive capacity building program for all beneficiaries.
And Kitwe Mayor Mpa Samoya emphasized the importance of the CDF loan component on local economic development, enabling families, women, youth, and persons with disabilities to participate in the economy.
We are including different empowerment programs such as loans. So for those of us that are busy thinking business-wise, but cash is allocated, this is one component that addresses.
Kitwe District Commissioner Wasmo Ngonomo warned beneficiaries against the misuse of the funds, urging them to use them for intended purpose and pay back the loans. Earlier, Town Clerk Patrick Kambita reaffirmed the Council's commitment to prudent financial management and transparency in administering the CDF. Meanwhile, beneficiaries, including Felix Kaumba of Maiseni Tailoring School, expressed their gratitude for the opportunity to access funding and become economically independent. We now break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have our current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
It's been 20 incredible years of progress, and we couldn't have done it without you. To you, we say thank you. Twalumba, twadotela, sikomo, situpesi, twa.